Appeals for justice and peace in Kenya, Iraq and Colombia. Greetings to the millions of families throughout Asia who this week will gather to celebrate the new lunar year, the 150th anniversary of Our Lady's apparitions to Saint Bernadette in Lourdes, and the right to life of the unborn child. Pope Benedict XVI spoke of all of these pressing issues Sunday, asking the thousands of pilgrims huddled beneath umbrellas in St. Peter's Square to join in his Angelus prayer.
Vi invito ad unirvi ai fratelli e alle sorelle di Kenya.
The Pope began with an appeal for Kenya. I invite you to unite in prayer with our brothers and sisters in Kenya, he said, some of whom are present here in St. Peter's Square, for reconciliation, justice and peace in their country. The Pope added that he hoped mediation efforts underway will succeed and, with the goodwill and cooperation of everyone involved, lead to a rapid resolution of the conflict, which has already produced far too many victims.
La malvagità, con il suo carico di dolore, sembra non conosce limiti nell'Iraq.
Pope Benedict XVI's thoughts then turned to Iraq, where on Friday, in an unprecedented and cruel attack, two mentally handicapped women bombers left over 100 people dead in Baghdad. The Pope said, "Wickedness, with its burden of pain, seems to know no limits in Iraq, as we see from the extremely sad news of recent days."
No dejo de elevar fervientes súplicas a Dios por Colombia.
Speaking in Spanish, the Holy Father also called for reconciliation and justice in Colombia, a country, he said, was ravaged by extortion, kidnap and violent death. The Pope said he was appealing to God for an end to this inhuman suffering and that he was also praying for reconciliation, mutual respect and sincere harmony to prevail in the country. He said that brotherhood and solidarity were the solid basis to obtain just progress and to construct a stable and lasting peace.
La fraternità e la solidarietà.
On a lighter note, Pope Benedict XVI also looked ahead to imminent celebrations in Asia to mark the new lunar year, which begins February 7th and is celebrated in China, Vietnam and other countries of the Far East.
Le festività del Capodanno lunare.
Millions of families, said the Pope, will gather in joy for these celebrations. Referring to his World Day for Peace message, Pope Benedict urged them to preserve and treasure those human values of civil coexistence which are born of and nurtured in the family. Another of the Pope's intentions this Sunday was connected to the Day for Life, which is celebrated in Italy on the first Sunday in February each year. Commenting on the theme chosen by the Italian bishops to serve life, the Pope said, "It is in fact the common task of all to welcome human life as a gift to be respected, protected and promoted, and all the more so when it is fragile and in need of attention and care, both before birth and in its terminal phase."
Abbiamo celebrato la giornata della vita consacrata.
The Pope also recalled Saturday's celebration of the World Day for Consecrated Life. He told pilgrims, "Our gratitude goes to these, our brothers and sisters, who dedicate themselves to the total service of God and of the Church through the vows of poverty, chastity and obedience."
Da ieri fino all'intero giorno dell'11 febbraio, memoria della Beata Vergine di Lourdes.
And finally, Pope Benedict XVI recalled the 150th anniversary of apparitions at Lourdes as the Universal Church prepares to mark the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes on February 11th. The Holy Father announced that running from February 2nd until 11th, the faithful will be able to receive a plenary indulgence, which can be applied to the deceased under the usual conditions, confession, communion and prayer for the Pope's intentions. This, noted Pope Benedict, will lead the Universal Church towards that most important period in the Church's calendar, a period of intense spiritual preparation.
In a few days, we will celebrate Ash Wednesday, the beginning of our annual Lenten journey towards Easter, Mercy's season of spiritual renewal before all Christians, an occasion to draw nearer to the Lord in prayer, penance, and the pursuit of holiness. Upon you and your families, I invoke God's blessings of joy and peace.